in establishing mindfulness. However we begin that process, the way in which we practice kind of becomes the way in which the mindfulness is established. And so if we're practicing in a very relaxed way, the mindfulness can have this feeling, the container of mindfulness can have a feeling of being relaxed. If our attention is being established with receptivity and friendliness, if that's how we're practicing moment to moment, that's what will be established. We can have a little bit of impatience sometimes to get on with it. And if that's how we're practicing, the container will have a quality of brittleness to it. We're practicing trying to get somewhere. And so in terms of establishing mindfulness, it's helpful to begin from the very beginning with a relaxed, receptive, allowing kind of attention. And sometimes think of this as setting up the container of meditation. How are we holding ourselves? Can we be attentive to the breath in a relaxed way? For myself, I have found that this becoming attentive with relaxation and this is finding a way to be both alert and relaxed at the same time. These two are not opposites. The mind can be quite present, alert, curious, and very relaxed. And for me, it's helpful to begin by exploring what does it mean for the body to be relaxed? What does it mean for the mind to be relaxed? As the body relaxes, as there's more ease, softness in the body, that supports a mental ease, softness, relaxation. And as the mind is more relaxed and easeful, just very naturally, when the mind isn't tied around past or future or thinking about things, what it's doing is being aware, being attentive, being curious, perhaps. This is a part of our organism. Our system is designed. Our human organism is designed to be present, taking in, receiving our sense experience, what's happening in our minds. And we have trained ourselves to think our way out of that, tense our way out of that. And so to begin with some relaxation can help to help us to find our way back to this home. Gil used that word yesterday, this home of our body, our mind. And so, relaxing the body, softening the body, sometimes it can be helpful to do this in a kind of conscious way, allowing the face to soften and relax across the forehead, around the eyes and mouth. Relaxing the head, the back of the head, down to the neck. The shoulders. Softening the arms and hands. Allowing the chest and upper back to soften. All those muscles around the rib cage. Sometimes taking a deeper breath can support a relaxation of that area, a softening. Noticing how on a deeper in-breath all those muscles stretch and then can soften and release on the out-breath. And then just letting the breathing return to normal. Relaxing across the stomach and abdomen. Middle and lower back, the hips, the legs, the feet. And I've also found it supportive in this exploration of body relaxing. Sometimes after a kind of relaxing the muscles, the external part of the body, it's possible to, sometimes, not always, but sometimes it's possible to see if there can be a relaxation more deeply inside the body. So maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And as the body relaxes, whatever relaxation of body is available, maybe that can support the mind relaxing. When the mind is not relaxed, it's often caught in thoughts of past or future, or even what's happening now. Can we relax that thinking a little bit? Allowing the mind to just be willing to be here. Seeing if that can be an invitation. Are you willing to just be here right now? Sometimes Gil has offered an analogy for relaxing the mind that I find useful. It can kind of help us touch into what it means to relax the mind. As if the brain were a muscle. Maybe the brain can relax. As the mind and body relax, there can be a very natural receptivity. Our awareness will just naturally take in our experience, and one of the most obvious experiences often available is this experience of body. This body sitting here. And can there be a relaxed curiosity about the body? Maybe having a sense of receiving what the body is offering in this moment. What sensations the body is presenting, just in this whole body, maybe a sense of sitting here, contact of your hips against the chair, cushion, or bench. Contact of hands. What's obvious in the body? Exploring, letting that come to you rather than having a sense of going out and looking for it. Being with what the body is offering in this moment. A kind of a patient receptivity. And that receptivity can be explored, that relaxed attention, receptive awareness can also connect with the experience of breathing. Opening to that part of the experience, kind of like attuning to that field of experience of the breath. But settling back and letting the breath come to you, receiving the breath. Curious about how the breath shows up. In attuning to the experience of breathing, we might notice particular sensations in various areas of the body. Maybe a kind of a pressure and a coolness in the nostrils, or a subtle kind of sensation on the lip, the upper lip. Or maybe sensations in the throat, or the movement of the chest, the expansion and contraction, like just a gentle rhythm of the expansion and contraction of the chest, or the movement of the diaphragm just under the sternum. Or maybe they're rising and falling at the abdomen. Receiving the experience of breathing. It also might be a more general sense of the body breathing, not so specific to a particular area. That's okay too. How is your body experiencing breathing right now? Allowing it to show you. Sometimes as we attune to a particular area of experience, out of a kind of habit of mind, we might have the sense or the perception that our attention is narrowing to look at that experience. And it doesn't have to be that way. I'm exploring this possibility of a very broad, maybe almost a sense of a field of awareness. And as we explore the breath, let the breath come into that field and expand to fill the field. The sensations of breathing, let them be as big as the room. That sense of narrowing the attention is just a perception of mind. Maybe you can play with that perception and let the sense of attention be big, even as we're exploring just one area of experience, the breath. Also helpful to have a really light touch of effort as we're staying connected to the breath, that staying part of the practice. Sometimes we sit down and in the first moment think that we need to bring in the effort to be present for the whole sitting. And really all we can do is to be present for this, right now, this moment. And so maybe just enough effort to connect with a half a breath. Just that couple of seconds of an in-breath. That's all you have to do in this moment. Receive an in-breath. And then receive an out-breath. And then do it again. And again. Just a light touch of effort. but a gentle persistence to stay connected. Maybe having this exploration with the breath being an exploration of intimacy with the breath. Intimacy can be very receptive. In fact, to be intimate with something, we have to be willing to let it show us. Can we have that sense of intimacy with our experience? And the mind will, out of its habitual tendencies, at times get lost in thinking. In the moment of noticing that, maybe we've lost mindfulness in the thinking happening. There will be a moment when we become aware that we've been thinking. In that moment, again, with this encouragement to have the way we practice be connected with the how we wish the mindfulness to be established. That recognition of, oh, I've been thinking. Can there be a relaxation with that? A curiosity for a few moments. What has been the effect of thinking? Because thoughts have a powerful conditioning effect on our minds. And so often, if the mind has been often thinking, there can be something new here as we return into mindfulness. So what is that? How has the experience been affected by thinking? Take a few moments to do that before kind of jumping back to connect with the breath again. Let that container include that experience. Sometimes in exploring this, how the thinking has affected experience. Sometimes there can be some tension that creeps in because often thoughts are connected with planning or worrying or remembering something that has some spin or charge to it. So sometimes that can be there. And if that's what is there, it can be useful to allow there to be a relaxation of body. Just remembering how that supports the practice. Relaxing the mind. Seeing if there can be a releasing of that spin or charge of the thought. And sometimes that effect of thinking, if the mind has been more what we might call drifting or wandering, sometimes that kind of thinking happens. When we wake up into that, sometimes we notice that the effect of that is that there's more relaxation, more ease. If that's the case, take it in. Be aware of that relaxation and ease And then inviting the mind to reconnect, receiving the experience of breathing. With mindfulness practice, ultimately we explore opening to the entirety of our human experience. And yet it can be helpful in establishing that mindfulness to give a preference to some particular area of experience that feels comfortable, supports ease, and give a preference to that experience, just to allow a settling. It can help the mind to recognize whether it's present or not to have this experience. Here we're suggesting the breath, allowing the attention to gather, collect, the mindfulness to be cultivated with the breath. But it's not the ultimate aim of the mindfulness practice to stay with the breath, although that can be a very helpful and deep practice in its own right. But this receptivity that we're cultivating can receive whatever is happening in our experience. And while we're cultivating this preference for the breath and establishing the kind of sense of being here with the breath, you'll probably notice that other things don't stop. You know, there's body sensations that pull at the attention, or emotions that come up, or thoughts or sounds, and kind of almost very naturally the attention can be pulled to those experiences. There's some different ways to work with that, and I'll offer two right now. One is that if there's something strong that's happening and it feels like there's a conflict, a pull, trying to stay with the breath, but it's hard because there's this other thing happening, you don't have to stay with the breath. Allow the attention to take that in for a few moments. Kind of acknowledge it. Well, there's thinking happening, or there's this sensation in the body happening, or hearing is happening. Just acknowledging it. For as long as it's strong and pulling at the attention, it's okay to let the attention be with that. And then as it gets less strong, letting the preference for the breath to come to the fore again. So that's one way to explore it. Another way is to not feel like there has to be a sense of conflict with two things happening or five things happening or many things happening at the same time. Maybe there can be a sense of breathing with something else that's happening. There's hearing and breathing. Oh, there's hearing and the breath. There's a body sensation and the breath. There's sleepiness and the breath. So Sometimes if there's a strong body sensation, a painful experience in the body, it can be supportive to have a sense almost of breathing through that physical sensation. And so there can be a staying connected with the breath, even as other things are happening. Sometimes I would just use this, what I call this and note, kind of an and acknowledgement of the experience. The attention would get pulled or drawn to a hearing, somebody sneezes and it's like, oh. So there'd be that kind of sense. And then there would just be this, oh, and the breath. So that there doesn't have to be this sense of conflict. Hearing and the breath. And the breath. And the breath.